Today we'll be talking about the childhood of Frances Hodgson Burnett. Frances Eliza Hodgson was born at 141 York Street in Cheetham, Manchester on 24 November 1849. She was the third of five children of Edwin Hodgson, an ironmonger from Doncaster in Yorkshire, and his wife Eliza Bond from a well-to-do Manchester family. Her father owned a business in Deansgate, selling ironmongery and brass goods. The family lived comfortably, employing a maid and a nursemaid. Frances had two older brothers and two younger sisters. In 1852, the family moved about a mile away to a newly built terrace opposite St. Luke's Church, with greater access to outdoor space. Barely a year later, on 1 September 1853, and with his wife pregnant for a fifth time, Hodgson died suddenly of a stroke, leaving the family without an income. Frances was cared for by her grandmother, while her mother took over running the family business. From her grandmother, who bought her books, Frances learned to love reading. In particular, her first book, The Flower Book, which had colored illustrations and poems. Because of their reduced income, Eliza had to give up their family home and moved with her children to live with relatives in Seedley Grove, Tanner's Lane, Pendleton, Salford, where they lived in a house with a large enclosed garden in which Frances enjoyed playing. For a year, Frances went to a small dame school, run by two women, where she first saw a book about fairies. When her mother moved the family to Islington Square, Salford, Frances mourned the lack of flowers and gardens. Their new home was located in a gated square of faded gentility, adjacent to an area with severe overcrowding and poverty that defied description, according to Frederick Ingalls, who lived in Manchester at the time. Frances had a fertile imagination, writing stories of her own creation in old notebooks. One of her favorite books was Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel Uncle Tom's Cabin, and she spent many hours acting out scenes from the story. Frances and her siblings were sent to be educated at the Select Seminary for Young Ladies and Gentlemen, where she was described as precocious and romantic. She had an active social life and enjoyed telling stories to her friends and cousins. In her mother, she found a good audience, although her brothers tended to tease her about her stories. Manchester was almost entirely dependent on a cotton economy that was ruined by the Lancashire cotton famine brought about by the American Civil War. In 1863, Eliza Hodgson was forced to sell their business and move the family once again to an even smaller home. At that time, Frances's limited education came to an end. Eliza's brother, Frances's uncle, William Bond, asked the family to join him in Knoxville, Tennessee, where he now had a thriving dry goods store. Within the year, Eliza decided to accept his offer and move the family from Manchester. She sold their possessions and told Frances to burn her early writings in the fire. In 1865, the family emigrated to the United States and settled near Knoxville. Thank you for joining Bite at a Time Books Behind the Story today, while we answered some of the questions you have about one of your favorite classic authors. Again, my name is Bree Carlisle, and I hope you join us next time when we answer more questions about one of your favorite classic authors.